Hello?
Hi, this is customer support returning your call. My name is Monica. How may I help you today?
Okay, what's the name of your company?
We are a call center and provide services to over 400 different types of companies.
Okay. The reason I, where are you located?
We're located in South California.
Okay, so I had a purchase that I made for a, it was an item on the, that was on the, that came in an email, and it was $6.99. And I got a charge on my card today, or tried to, for $93. And Capital One, my credit card company, stopped payment on it and told me that I needed to call the company and tell them that I wanted to stop any kind of subscriptions or anything that somehow I got associated with, I guess in the terms and conditions or whatever. So can you help me with that?
Sure. May you verify your zip code, please?
It is 240073.
Thank you.
240073.
Thank you. And the first and last name that would be on the account, please?
Michael Pierce, PIERCE.
Thank you. I'm still here, just locating the account. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Okay, so I was unable to locate an account in regards to that first and last name. Is it possibly maybe on a different first name?
Could you try Brenda K. Pierce or K. Pierce?
Thank you. And may you verify the mailing address?
The 2300 Lake Vista Drive, Christiansburg, Virginia.
Thank you. I'll be
There's
right with you.
probably a little bit of, okay.
I'm sorry, what were you stating?
There may be a little confusion here because there's actually two different companies, and I'm not sure which one you are.
Okay.
But my wife ordered this stuff called keto
Okay. Do you
keto
have the order
supplement.
ID number?
Okay, do you have the order ID number?
No. There was no shipping papers. There was nothing in it. There, it
Okay.
was just a bottle in a bubble envelope. There was no.
Does your company, do you handle this bogus happenings
Okay.
of
So once
California?
again, we provide so many different types of companies, services to so many different types of companies. But I was unable to locate an account, so it would be best to contact the number that is located on the back of the bottle, and that will be the correct customer support number.
Well, then see if it was your
Okay,
watch.
one, let me check to, you said you can't find an account number with my name on it, Michael Pierce.
Correct, nor with your wife's name. And you stated that you all are located inside of Virginia.
Yes.
So I was unable to locate an account. So yes, it would be best to look on the back of the products, and it would be a customer support number located on the right-hand side or the left-hand side of that bottle.
Okay, and call that number.
Yes, and they will be able to locate the account for you.
If it was the supplement, then we haven't had an issue with that one. The one that caused us the problem is this company called Bogish Happenings out of California. That was one that I purchased. It was one of those things where you buy, it was a like a Fitbit, and all you had to do was pay shipping, and I paid it. It was $6.99. And then today they tried to hit my same company, tried to hit my card for $90-some. And I don't know, when I called Capital One, they said that sometimes they, because they've got your information, I guess you read the fine print or in the terms and conditions, that there's some kind of a different charge that they're trying to legitimately charge you for, that you have to call and cancel like a subscription or something. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
But the number they gave me, or the number that's on the bill for this company, this bogus happenings, that when I called the phone number, is a hospital. So the number that they have listed is an incorrect number. But the number I called to try to get a hold of you, it doesn't match any number that I called. So I'm trying to figure out why you're calling me.
Okay. So may you verify the spelling of the first name, please?
You want Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Correct. So I was unable to locate an account. The last name was P-I-E-R-C-E?
Correct.
Yes. So I understand that you're stating that it may be in regards. I'm sorry?
Could you do the last four digits of the credit card?
In regards to the actual last four digits, see if I will only be able to utilize the actual order ID, but I can give you a different number to try to contact.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay.
Okay, so the number is going to be 1-855. 753-8474.
Okay, that's different from what I have. Okay, I'll try that number.
Okay, and you can also try going to the website. It may have a different number on the actual website for the product. You can just type in the name of the product, and it should give you the correct customer support number as well.
I did go to the website and pulled it up, and it's got a phone number, but it's in New York, but it does say that the corporate address is in California, which is where the bill was from, California. So I'm going to try tomorrow. It's too late to call Illinois right now, but I'm going to call them tomorrow and see if they can help me track it down.
Okay.
So, but the number I called to get you, I think, was 877-914-3546. Does that sound right?
Yes, that may have been an actual number. We just returned an actual call from a different number.
Okay, so it wouldn't match. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling me back. I'll keep trying to track it down tomorrow when it's not so late. Where are you located? Are you in California or?
Yes, California.
Okay, so that makes me think that that's is this Rosemead, California?
No.
This corporate address is a Rosemead Boulevard, Rosemead, California. And it's associated with this other company in Jamestown, New York, which I don't know, but anyway, I'll try to figure it out tomorrow. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for contacting us here at Customer Support. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, bye.